This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic Real English
from the BBC.
Hello, I'm Neil.
大家好，我是冯菲菲，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。
Now, Feifei, here's a question for you. If you had some news, what would you do?
如果我有什么新消息，会怎么办？我当然是要告诉别人吧。I would tell someone, of course.
Yes, but some good news, some amazing, incredible news about yourself. Like, for example, I'm having a baby.
Neil's having a baby? Are you really?
No, of course not. But if you had exciting news like that, how would you tell people?
I'd use social media. Tell all my friends, tell everyone in the office. 我要是有什么喜事肯定会和大家一起分享的。I would shout about it, but not literally.
Exactly. Which is why, in English, we say we would shout it from the rooftops, which means we would share some information publicly, so everyone knows.
是的，在英语里，我们用 to shout something from the rooftops, 从房顶喊话来描述公开对外宣布一个消息，从而让所有人都知道。I guess this is how people shared important news before TV, radio, and the internet had been invented.
Exactly. They would climb up somewhere high and shout it out. Let's hear some examples.
Congratulations for getting a first in your degree.You should go and shout it from the rooftops.
I know you won the lottery, but don't shout it from the rooftops, otherwise everyone will be after your money.
We all know Ming is in love with Ji-yun. He's been shouting it from the rooftops.
短语 to shout something from the rooftops 的意思就是与众人公开谈论，宣布一个好消息。Hold on a minute, Neil. I do have some good news. I'm getting a pay rise.
Sorry, what did you say?
我涨工资了!
Okay, no need to shout. Feifei, be careful. There are some things you don't want to shout from the rooftops. That news will just upset some people.
Like who?
Like me. I didn't get one. But congratulations anyway.
Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English
from BBC Learning English.